is on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Turn it off.
The is that never should be? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off because this topic should be live. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Lisa B starts next.
Welcome to your favorite show in the game. I just happen to be Leisha B. And you just happen to be listening to me. What it do, bestie? Hope you had a great work day so far. Hope your boss did not run you ragged. Hope the schoolwork was not too hard, bestie. I cannot help you with your algebra homework. I love you so much, though. Welcome to your favorite show in the game. I just happen to be Leisha B. And I got lots of tea to tell you today. Because, child, everybody named Mama, they acting up. Not only are they acting up for the celebrities, but Mr. Legion from that Risa Tisa Who the F Did I Marry 50-part series on TikTok, he is acting up. We gotta talk about that in like 4 o'clock, because child, Belong to the Streets is gonna really be popping today. But give me about 5 minutes, because if you...
I would love to.
You one of my besties or something?
You know I'm your bestie.
Hey, I like that sound. Well, congratulations, my good sis. You're walking away with tickets to party with Leisha B.
Hey.
I know that's right, girl. Let me know what station just hooked you up, my good sis.
104.9 with Leisha B.
And just like that, my girl Gabby is walking away with tickets to party with me. But no worries, if you did not get your chance this time, I'll be doing this for the rest of the week. And also, the last day to walk away with tickets in the app is waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app.
Your daily dose of pop culture, the Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids, number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Schoolboy Q's wish to have Mr. Jay-Z listen to his next album before the release has actually been spoken into existence. He shared on his Instagram that he actually did link up with Hove and even got a positive reaction from the mogul upon listening to Blue Lips, which is out this Friday, March 1st. Want to see what Jay had to say? You gotta hit up that app. And last but not least, The Alchemist has set the hip-hop world ablaze after answering, or refusing to answer is a better way to put it, a question about if he's working with Mr. J. Cole. On Saturday, the producer answered a question from a fan on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, is J. Cole and Alchemist ever going to do a thing? And Alchemist simply responded with a series of zipper mouth emojis, simply indicating that he's just not going to discuss it. But that is not a no, okay? And one thing about it, and two things for sure, the Alchemist knows what he's doing when he's a producer. So I'm very excited to see if J and the Alchemist do come together. If you want to get more details about what's going on in pop culture land, tap into that Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. And you know, every time Stephen Malcolm's in the building, it's a moment. Hi, friend.
Oi, oi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, good, good. It's good to be back. Always in the building. Yeah.
I remember last time that you were here, you know, you kind of hinted what was coming. And now it's out to the world.
Yeah.
The masses hear it. The new album, Boats. How does it feel for the world to now hear everything you've been doing?
Yeah. It feels good. It feels good. I'm one of those artists who I love releasing it to the world and moving on and just blessing with people what I got to say and then what I got to say next. So this project, I was so hands-on that it was just like I was so excited for the world to hear it. Mm-hmm. And now they hear it and the response is just how I like it. They all love it. So turn up.
So tell me the process of the album. I know that you made it mostly in Amsterdam. Come on, it's National Man.
Thank you.
What's the vibe? What was your thought process when you were making this album?
I knew I wanted to step outside of the box and make something that is creative and make something that is conceptual. I never done that before. It's just track after track of just dope music. But how can I make a body of work that takes out a rapper aspect and I can create a character that embodies my story and something that I can feed people to inspire them? So came up with Based on a True Story. Shout out to Europe. Shout out to my producer. That's why I went to the Netherlands. He's actually based in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, it was my first time going in 2023. I loved it. And so, yeah, created half of the album in Amsterdam with the producer. Shout out Damie. It's like, I realize now as an artist and a rapper, it's like you have to have some type of chemistry with your producer. Like how Drake has a 40, you know, Future with Metro. It's just something about a producer that can bring the best out of you as an artist. Sure. And so that's what this dude Damie does with me.
Man, okay, so 16 songs. You have a song on there that kind of hints to the childhood that you had of being fatherless. Like, when you're being this vulnerable with people, especially in such a creative way, like, is it hard to be vulnerable with people and your music, or is that just something that you wanted to do in the first place?
For me, it's not hard to be vulnerable at all, because I know when I've realized that the more personal the music gets, the more people are gonna relate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the blessing of being the type of artist that I am. It's just like, I'm always getting told by my mans and my mentor, like, yo, Steve, dig deeper into your story, because I can rap my head off all day. I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how can I get personal, get deep, and really share something that'll touch people? Because if they cry, they buy. And if they really are touched by it, they'll always love it and be a fan. And so I just want to be more vulnerable. And then that's my thing. Like, I lost my father. That's just the pivotal moment when my life shifted. You know what I mean? I just feel like it would have been way different with him in it. And yeah, Story of a Rider is one of my favorite tracks too. The video that I have in my head is insane. I just know it'll cost a lot of money. So I'm going to try, though. I told my wife the other day, it's like, I used to shoot videos on my own, so maybe I'll just, you know, try it on my own.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah.
Clearly, everything that you've been doing on your own so far has been leading you up to this moment.
Yeah,
so
it's been pretty lit.
Definitely dabble. I want to see, because, again, that's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
For people who haven't listened to the project, where can they find it right now? Because it's been out since the 23rd.
Yes. It's been out right now. Boats, based on a truth story, available on every single platform that you listen to music, Spotify, Rhapsody, Apple Music. Man, I don't care if you're still stuck on LimeWire. Probably not on there. But if you're looking for boats, just Google it, baby. Yeah, based on true story, out now, out everywhere.
And last thing, I love what you've done with this project. What else is coming? I know you just released it, but
man,
I know you're already thinking miles ahead.
Yeah, I am. So sis, yeah, collaboration. I sit back and I think of things that I'm missing and how can I get better. My saying this year is, how can I work on my left? And I think I'm missing collaborations. The whole project, there's like no features.
Yeah.
And it was kind of intentional because I wanted to tell my story, but I've also always, since I became an artist, been on this Stephen Malcolm Island just because I'm so go, go, go that I feel like 2024 is that year of like, I have so many artists in my contact list that, you know, it's like, I've never reached out to them. It's like, hey, yo, let's work. I'm gonna be in your city. Let's get in the studio. And so for me, that's what's next, is just big collaborations with, you know, the friends that I got in my call log.
Again, shout out with the people where they can follow you to stay for the updates, because Boats is out right now.
Yeah, Stephen Malcolm, everything, STEVENMALC. C-O-L-M, that's the name my mama gave me, and I'm a rock with it. Same man off stage as I am on stage. So holla at me on any social media platform. I check my DMs daily. Holla at me. Let's chop it up. Let me inspire you. Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Stephen.
No doubt, Leisha B.
And that's a little sneaky peeky of our conversation. Want to hear the full thing? You got to head over to the Magic 104.9 app or head over to mymagicgr.com. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. And Sha, this is getting a little too much, because Jerome McCoy, better known as Legion, so reportedly considering legal action against his ex-wife Risa Tisa after her Who the F Did I Marry TikTok series went viral. Now, he told TMZ that everything Risa said about him is actually a lie, and that he claims that Risa tried to reconcile with him and even threatened to expose him if he didn't comply, suggesting that all of this happened because he declined to get back together. Now, I don't know about all of that, but I will say, I don't understand why Legion is getting upset, because Risa Tisa didn't even say his name. Someone else that he double cross definitely was the one that exposed his name. So if anyone should be taking legal action against anyone, it should be that lady. Okay, I'm just saying. But apparently all of this is because he's been getting some heat at work, and that's not really him, blah, 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 blah. But even Risa Tisa made a post last night talking about how his brother ended up calling her and pretty much saying that everything she was saying was correct. So if you want to see the whole series, the 50-part series, hit up that Magic 104.9 app. But if you were this lady, Risa Tisa, how would you feel about this situation? Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. But as that weather is slowly but surely hitting up, you probably want to start figuring out what vacations you want to take with the fam bam. But Walt Disney World Resort may need to be on your list, because the much-anticipated Tiana's Bayou Adventure is finally going to be opening this summer at Magic Kingdom Park. Now, if you don't know what's going down at Miss Tiana's, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is simply bringing the Princess and the Frog movie to life with different crafted instruments and some very special friends along the way. Not only is it giving good vibes because you get to see the characters from the movie, but PJ Morton, a four-time Grammy winner, artist, and New Orleans native, is going to be penning, arranging, and producing an original song that will only appear in the attraction. So, if you want somewhere to go this summertime and you want it to be a Black adventure, mark your calendars, because Tiana's Bayou Adventure is opening its doors this summer, and then it's also debuting in California later on this year. Get all the details and more about the Tiana Bayou Adventure, it's all waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app.